As we begin to approach Passiontide, Holy Week, and indeed Easter, we are reminded that we are concerned ultimately with celebrating our redemption from sin through the saving acts of Jesus Christ. Hence the appropriate lessons provided to this end in the various readings appointed for this Sunday. Thus, within the context of God's love for us, we are provided with three important facts to reflect upon. Namely, sin, the unique redemptive work of Christ, and the need to live out our lives in a state of grace. Concerning sin, St. John in his first letter reminds us that if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Furthermore, he reminds us that the only remedy for sins committed is to be found in the person and work of Jesus Christ, who alone is righteous, and thus our only advocate with God the Father. Consequently, in order to be in a right relationship with God, we were baptized into the church, the body of Christ, to the end that we may work out our salvation within the context of God's saving grace. This gift of grace was, of course, first given to us when we were baptized. However, as we all know, that as we go through life, we constantly fall from that state, and thus, in order to repair our relationship with God and our neighbor within the fellowship of the church, we have need of repentance, and so need to confess our faults and seek forgiveness. And to this end, then, we have recourse to the sacrament of reconciliation, which for Catholic Christians becomes the means of restoring us to a state of sanctifying grace. As we approach then our celebration of the Paschal Mystery during Holy Week and Easter, the high point of the Church's year, we need perhaps to give much more consideration to the celebration of this important sacrament in our lives. To this end then, I want to spend a few moments looking at the character of the sacrament and of its presentation as we use it both communally and individually in our lives. To make then a good confession, we need above all things to be conscious of the goodness and presence of God. And thus, when we become aware of sin in our lives, we acknowledge the fact of its existence. In the light of this, we will seek to make a thorough examination of our conscience. In so doing, it is important to be honest with ourselves and to understand that sin consists of every thought, word, and deed which is not in conformity to the will of God, and thus needs to be confessed. In order then to assist one to make a good examination of conscience, the use of a book of devotion, such as a simple prayer book, published by the Catholic Truth Society, and I'm sure can be obtained at the back of the church, could well assist one in this exercise and enlighten our consciences. Furthermore, should one not have a good memory, it is a good idea to write down one's sins on a piece of paper. This can help immensely as one seeks to acknowledge one's sins to God within this healing sacrament of reconciliation. Above all, then, be honest above one's faults and remember that you come to accuse yourself and not to excuse yourself as you come to seek in humility pardon from God. The role of the priest in the sacrament of reconciliation can be viewed both as judge and physician. As judge, he discerns the gravity of the sin and passes the appropriate judgment. As physician, he seeks to bind up the wounds of sin with appropriate words of advice and encouragement to the end that the penitent may avoid further lapses into sin and so develop at a greater depth in the spiritual life. Having then made the confession of one's sins, we thus receive penance, which symbolizes a form of restitution, and then go on to make our act of contrition, made with a strong amendment to avoid all occasions of sin. Then follows absolution, which is the main object of going to confession, which enables us once again to enjoy a new lease of life in the state of sanctifying grace. Going to confession for some people can be a demanding experience, possibly a humiliating one. However, we shall not appreciate its importance or relevance unless we understand the true object of our lives, which is to know, love, and serve God, and that sin prevents us from spiritually living that life. To make it possible then for us to get rid of our sins, we believe that in Christ God became man, and through his redemptive work enabled us to be reborn into his likeness. When that Christ-like image is then marred by sin, the church which Christ founded provides us with means, namely in the sacrament of reconciliation, to seek forgiveness and accomplish restoration. Thus, we are enabled to continue our pilgrimage as we seek to enter the heavenly Jerusalem. During Holy Week and Easter, we shall be celebrating in depth the Paschal Mystery, in which we celebrate our Lord's redeeming work over sin and death. In the light of this, I urge you to celebrate that Paschal Mystery so that his redemptive work may be a present reality in your lives. For it is through the love of God and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and in the fellowship of the church that you are offered salvation. Thus, it is to this end that the sacrament of reconciliation can play a vital role in your future relationship with God. For in the words of St. Paul, it is important to remember that we are God's work of art, recreated in Christ Jesus, so that we might eventually live that supernatural life which from the beginning he had meant us to live. Thus, this we seek to accomplish as we make every effort to respond to the grace of God in our lives, so that we may obtain that fullness of supernatural life which we all so fervently desire.